This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show. Username lrn.fm. Coming up, a pretty outrageous development, a sexting case where police and prosecutors want to photograph a teenage male, 17 years old, in a sexually explicit manner. Specifically, they want to take a picture of his erect penis. We will share that story with you here in a moment. Also, your calls and thoughts. If you're just tuning into the show, we got back into the whole property rights, bad neighbor discussion again tonight. And then Robert in Vermont brought up the laser light show issue, or what happened in Manchester over the last weekend during the 4th of July, the Independence Day celebration out there, where they have, I guess, some fireworks that are set off near a bridge, you know, by the river there in Manchester. And they were setting these things off, and apparently during the time there, some of the activists from the Manchester area, and actually another activist from Grafton, had come out there, set up lasers. And actually, if you were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you've seen these very same lasers. You see that one of them is called the Green Beam, and it's owned by the activist in question, Bill Domenico. He came out, he set this thing up, he had some pre-written, you know, messages that he wanted to send to people, and I think one of them was about the TSA and another about the NSA, and just kind of, you know, like, wake up kind of messages.
Independence Day is a good day to talk about issues like the NSA with everybody who's out there celebrating America.
And some people don't want to have that conversation, Mark, and they're going to be upset by the fact that you would ruin their holiday. I mean, they came out there expecting to party and not have to think about things, and then there's some sort of message about the NSA and how the government's really bad, and you're trying to feel good and drink and watch fireworks. And
hot dogs.
Yeah, you got all these, like, you know, hard issues being presented to you. I mean, that's apparently offensive to people. So some people apparently approached Bill Domenico and the other Bill that was with him, and they complained about this. They expressed that they were upset about it. And, you know, just when you think you found the most harmless, friendly, kind of easygoing activism out there, and projecting a laser light on something is in no way damaging and seems to be pretty cool.
The people that complain about chalk ruining things.
Okay, right. But you understand, for people, like, this is, I think we would all understand it more if you, like, went and sat in the back of church, mm-hmm. and, like, projected
with
a laser, like, up around the front of the church, is like, God isn't real, or said something like that. I mean, that's what I think it feels like to people to see those things when they're trying to have this sort of somewhat thoughtless patriotic experience on the 4th of July.
You're absolutely right.
And there needs to be some empathy for that, because that's most people. And if Robert was suggesting that that's not peaceful activism, I disagree. It's definitely peaceful activism. What you guys do here in Keene is peaceful activism, of course. And I would like to see, in a perfect world, well, not in a perfect world, we wouldn't have to
do this.
We wouldn't have to do this stuff, but in a better world, we could combine peaceful activism with a form of peaceful communication, right? So when somebody does come up to us after doing something like this, and they're very upset, the response isn't like, oh, well, I'm not doing anything wrong, I'm not hurting anybody, because that person is hurt, at least on an emotional mm-hmm. level. So at least being inquisitive and saying, well, okay, what bothers you about this?
Everything.
What could we do?
It's green. It's bright. It has messages that are causing us to question our beliefs. Everything's wrong with it, Brett. Turn it off. Turn it off now.
This isn't the right day for it. This is often what they'll tell you.
Yep.
Like, whoa.
Any other time would be totally fine, but not now.
No one's here, and there's nobody to look at your display, is a fine day to do it.
Well, why not now?
We're upset. This is the 4th of July, Brett, and this is where we celebrate God and country and the troops, and we celebrate freedom, because freedom, yeah, and that's why. And you're trying to tell us freedom, no.
Oh, well, you don't think
you're forcing your beliefs on us.
So you see me as a dissenter? Is that what you're saying?
I see you as a troublemaker out here with your laser light show. Get that out of here. Go bring some fireworks to the to the beach, okay, kid?
Weren't
okay.
the founding fathers dissenters?
Yeah, that's well. And if this fails, yes, I would have some balloons with flags on them that I could give out.
I mean, you can empathize with somebody.
Sure.
But you can also not agree with them, right? So,
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
I understand some people don't like video cameras. You bring a video camera out in public. There's a good chance someone's going to say something to you about how they don't want to be recorded. I was out today. Garrett Ian actually had gotten a notice from the Cheshire Sheriffs saying they had something for him to pick up at their office. Turns out it was a subpoena telling him he had to be in court tomorrow. I guess it's a good thing he went, because my viewpoint was, why would you bother going down there and making their job easier? Let them find you and serve it to you. But you know, apparently, you know, he would have missed the subpoena had he not gone down there. So I went down with him to video record this thing, and he's coming up to the courthouse building, and I'm sort of recording this as he's approaching, and I ask him, hey, what's happening here? Just kind of give the camera a summary of why he's at the court. And as we're walking, this woman, just standing off to the side, I in no way, shape, or form had attempted to, or do I believe that I did record her in any way. She was just off kind of in this patch of grass under a tree. And as I'm walking by her, she makes some statement to the effect of, would you mind not recording until I can get over there, or something like that. She wanted to get away from where we were. And I just kind of looked, I caught her question. I understood the question, and I was focusing on Garrett and trying to record him. And so my answer was no thanks. And I just kept walking. I mean, I walked away from the area. That was my intention the entire time. I didn't see any reason to stop to try to reason with her, or, you know, talk sense into her, or tell her, assure her that I wasn't recording her. I was busy recording something else. So there's only so much time you can spend on the people who want to come up and try to tell you to stop doing what you're doing.
Do you
like
think
it.
For you personally, because you've been doing this for such a long time and you've dealt with so many people who don't like it, that maybe you've lost some of your patience for them, which is totally understandable if it's happened?
Well, a lot of times, I have no interest in recording the average person on the street.
Sure,
so
yeah.
Usually it's not an issue for me at all, but, you know, I can empathize with why somebody wouldn't want to be recorded. You know, maybe they rolled up on the wrong side of the bed, they didn't do their hair correctly, or there's something about it, you know, them that day that they feel uncomfortable with. Or maybe they think cameras will eat your soul. I don't know what it is that people believe.
Well, they want some level of privacy. They know the facial recognition software is coming. They think that YouTube and Google are compiling. Well, likely all of this is true, that YouTube and Google are compiling facial information about people, trying to put that together with their information, trying to create dossiers and on people so they can sell advertising to them better, and, you know, do all kinds of
and
stuff.
And I'm sorry that you don't like to be recorded, and I'm sorry that this makes you uncomfortable, but we're in public, and I'm not going to stop. You know, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, which is holding government officials accountable and recording activism, and if you don't like it, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do. I'm not going to change how I'm doing things here because somebody's upset about it. Because every time you do anything, somebody gets upset about it.
That's true. That's true.
I can take feedback. I can modify my tactics. I can, and we have done that. Activists over the years have changed tactics, and based on feedback. But a lot of times, the feedback is irrelevant because I can't change what
right.
I'm doing.
Well, the intention of the feedback is to undermine what you are doing. Like, oh, I'm sorry, there's somebody here who doesn't like, didn't consent to you videotaping, mm-hmm. so you made videotape. We don't care that the biggest news story of the year is occurring right in front of you. You can't videotape here because somebody doesn't like it. Those people over there from WMUR or the newspaper or the television, they can record because we say it's okay, but you can't because we say it's not. Why don't you be peaceful? And
you're not a real journalist.
Right? It's all this over and over again. And I think that at some point or another, I get how the activists stir things up here, and many times for nothing. But at the same time, there are a lot of people on the other side of the equation. They're just frankly anti-activists. They're
just
people that want to do the opposite of whatever it is you want to do.
Sure.
And there's no making them happy. If you do what they want, you're the a-hole that finally saw reason for a moment.
Yeah.
And you'll be an a-hole again tomorrow.
And that was why I asked you the question about patience, right? Because it has to wear away at you over time. And there's also the realization that, well, if I just
ignore most of it.
Yeah.
And I don't read the YouTube comments most of the time.
Yeah. And
it's not worth it.
I think you have to pick your battles, too, obviously, because maybe there is somebody who objects to something you do. and you just saying, oh, I'm sorry, but, you know, I have to do this, and maybe I could try to, like, not get you in the shot or something. Maybe that would mean something to them. And then, of course, there's most people that would do it who are exactly what you said. They're just anti-activist.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And a lot of times you'll find people who've loved a lot of the things you've done, but then there's that one thing that you do that they don't like. It's Free Talk Live.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS. But you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial us toll free, 855-453, whether you want to talk about zoning or people getting upset at activism, even the most the easiest activism, the simple, low offense, what you would think to be non-offensive activism, it's still going to offend somebody, including a laser light that was projected on the side of a bridge in downtown Manchester this weekend. Apparently it was upsetting some people. We can continue. You're welcome to share your thoughts. The toll-free number 855-450-FREE. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com.
We're giving away a couple of hardcover books. You can get them for free. These aren't e-books. The last time I gave away some books, people were like, yes, just send it to my email address. No. These will need to come to a snail mail address because they
like
are
real books.
Yeah, they're real books, and they're from Bain Publishing. One of them is 1636 Commander Cantrell in the West Indies. And the other one is Rescue Mode by Ben Bova. And they look, we've got them right here in the studio, look like great, great books. And you can get them right now. All you have to do is text these keywords to the number 366-948. So that's the number, 366-948. And the keywords are 1636 and rescue. So if you can text.
You have to text both of them?
Both of those words separate times to the number.
Uh-huh.
So you'll if you text 1636 to 369, 366-948, then you will be entered to get the 1636 book. If you but if you don't text rescue, you won't be entered to win the rescue mode by Ben Bova.
Have you posted these numbers? Because there's a lot of numbers. Have
it
you
is.
Posted them anywhere?
I'm
going to
post
them
on the Facebook page.
Okay. Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter?
Yes.
Okay, great. Cool. And what's the timetable for this?
Yeah, we're going to do the giveaways. Is going to be on Tuesday and Wednesday at noon, randomly selected by a computer.
Next week. Okay,
yes.
So plenty of time to enter them.
Right. So plenty of time if you're a little behind in your podcast or whatever, you can do that.
Okay, cool. And what was the texting number again?
The number is 366-948.
366-948. And text?
1636.
And
rescue.
Gotcha. All right, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones and to you and your thoughts. Bobcat is in Arizona on the amp lines. Hello, Bobcat.
Hey, guys. Appreciate taking my call.
Sure.
Just want to say I'm a huge fan of everybody at LRN and what you guys are doing for
Thanks.
The Liberty community. So thank you very much. I did want to call about a book I just finished reading. I actually listened to the audio book that Ian was kind enough to provide. Very great read. Highly
it's called
The Market for Liberty.
And folks who want to download said audiobook can do that at books.freetalklive.com.
So I listened through it. I bought the Kindle version, so I'm going to continually reread it as I have discussions with my friends and kind of try and understand a little bit more. But I guess the reason I'm calling is that I read the book, listened to it, and I really didn't find anything that I could disagree with.
It's a darn good book.
There is a lot going on in that book. It's very, very dense. Requires a couple reads, I think. But I'm wondering, that's kind of how I walked away from the situation, and then I'll continue reading. What do you guys think about it? Have you read it, and what are your thoughts? What are some things that you maybe disagree with and then agree with?
I've obviously read the book. I loved it so much. I turned it into an audio book. I did that with the permission of the copyright holder at the time. And the agreement was that I was going to put in all the work to make it into an audiobook, and that as a result I would be able to distribute it to people for free. And so I love the book, and it's a great book. I got nothing in there that I really can recall disagreeing with. There was the segment on, or the couple chapters on the judicial system and the police, kind of explaining how those things might work in the absence of a government monopoly. And for me, that was like the biggest mind-blowing part of the book, because I'd never really gotten any vision for that whatsoever. I mean, I knew that we needed to get the government out of it, but I didn't really know how it would work. And so I know I had to read that part over again a second time to really solidify those ideas. But I didn't disagree with anything. I don't know about you guys.
I read it years ago,
yeah, it's been a while for me.
But all I can say about it is it's very well written, and it's very dense, as you say.
It's actually a fairly short book. I'm not sure what dense means.
Well, it's short, but it has a lot of information in a short period of time.
It's ahead of its time, too. It was written in the 70s.
Absolutely.
And it seemed to really telegraph a lot of what ended up coming.
I think it's totally worth the read. What it is it's conjecture about a world where there's no longer a monopolistic state. And one of the difficulties we have is transitioning from this world to that world. Most people will say that Yes, you know, once you have the right conversation with them, they'll say, yes, an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass isn't particularly moral. However, moving from that situation, which is the situation on every square inch of the planet, and frankly, the moon, if they could get that far, they, you know, transitioning from that to something that is more moral presents a lot of problems, and therefore, you know, what it's just conjecture as to what these things would look like.
Brett, did you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have not read the book.
Okay, very good. So there you go. Two answers. Greg, go ahead with your thoughts. Or not Greg, rather. Bobcat.
No, I appreciate the review. I just highly recommend it to anyone that has not read it. I've gotten to the point where it's even cheap enough for me to buy on Kindle that I will buy it for my friends.
Cool.
So just kind of a couple things that I recommend for people to check out, and I appreciate taking the call.
Thanks, Bobcat, for the call tonight. Glad you enjoyed it, and thanks for sharing the book in advance. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. This is Greg, and he's in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. By the way, I wanted to ask, what is the book's name? That sounds very interesting, that Bobcat just mentioned.
The book is called The Market for Liberty, which you can download in audiobook form for free at books.freetalklive.com.
Ah, very nice. Okay. Actually, I just wanted to call in today because I usually call in and kind of state my own views. And I just wanted to ask a question for you guys, which is like, the non-aggression principle is the kind of the cornerstone principle of voluntarism and everything. But how do you actually tell who is starting the aggression? I think you guys just had a good discussion about, you know, activists who are not really hurting anybody, and yet they are offending some people. So if I was to, you know, go to your yard and let's say you own a huge property, you own acres, and I just go in there and, like, defecate in your yard. You may take offense of that, but I'm not really hurting anybody. So how do you tell? How does that system work? Like, how do you actually tell who started it?
Well, that's a property rights violation if you're going to come on somebody's property and do something that you weren't welcome to do.
Although there are lots of systems for creating better land through humanure.
But the point being, if you don't have permission to take a dump on somebody's land. If you don't have permission to take a dump on somebody's land, it's a property rights violation. It's a pretty clear aggression. Usually with aggression, you have a pretty clear picture. I mean, especially if there's video or witness statements. Somebody usually hits first, right? Or they break some sort of property. I'm not really sure I understand your question.
Well, I think right, and I think there are hard cases, and let me give you one, for instance, if I may, Greg. So, you know, oftentimes libertarians will say things like, your rights end at my nose, and things like that. But I think your rights actually extend beyond that and into the realm of threat. And I think that there's some really good arguments against the non-aggression principle that, you know, have to do with playing chicken in a car. Now, if I decide I want to play chicken with an oncoming car, I don't actually have to touch that car to cause them to do weird things that may, you know, they'll feel threatened and they're liable to, you know, pull off the side of the road and hit a tree or something like that. So if chicken means, you know, like pulling over and like running directly at them in the wrong lane.
Still, though, it's pretty clear in that case who's the aggressor. You've pulled into the person's lane, lane, and you're coming at them. Hang on, Greg. We can bring you back here for more discussion in moments on Free Talk Live.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want. You can also get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. 100% organic, shade-grown, top 1% grade Arabica. It's called Buzzbox Coffee, and it's great stuff. It's competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something special at Buzzbox that you just don't find with other companies. They've actually set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op, and for every 10 listeners that buys coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, it'll finance a microloan. So each 10 listeners finances one microloan through World Vision to help people in poverty get an opportunity to change their lives for the better. And you can start and help all of that process out by getting a pound of coffee for free. You just have to pay the shipping cost. And then after that, you'll be on an auto ship subscription, which you can cancel anytime. But hopefully you won't, because it's great coffee. So get your first pound for free at coffee.freetalklive.com. And again, just pay the shipping cost. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. We bring Greg back on the line. And, Greg, you're back with us here in New York. Wanted to make sure we had to have a chance to get everybody's thoughts out. So did you have something to add to the discussion?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. So basically, I just want to ask a simple question. I was talking about who in a particular situation starts the aggression. Never mind what to do about it, but who started it. And I want to bring four examples, and maybe you could tell me what you guys think, who are they really starting the aggression? In my subjective opinion,
sure,
these examples will be from the least harm done to more harm done, right? So the first one is walking around naked in the street and, you know what, actually having sex in public. So I don't think I'm hurting anybody physically by having sex in public naked on the street.
Yep. I say no aggression there.
I would say that that's a issue of tragedy of the commons. The problem is public property. And, you know, I don't think that the government can actually, we don't own property in common. There's no such thing as public property. There's government property. And I think the government illegitimately owns property. So what I actually would be talking about is, you know, having sex on somebody's property who may or may not agree with it. And if they do agree with it, likely people wouldn't be walking around there.
Just because someone's offended doesn't mean that aggression has happened. But what do you think, Brett?
No, I agree with Mark. I think it's a public property, which is a contradiction.
Well, I could still be having sex on my private property. I mean, if I'm in a neighborhood and, you know, there's sex, I wouldn't do this personally, but some people may be more of an exhibitionist mentality. They could very well go out in their front yard and have sex right there for where everybody who's driving by and walking by can see.
You're filming it and then you're projecting it out at a fireworks display. Yeah, people are very bothered by this.
Again, I say no aggressor in neither of those situations.
I agree.
You have no right not to be offended.
The street owner or the sidewalk owner may very well decide to put up a wall in front of your house if you like to shtup in the front yard.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree. You're not hurting anyone. Okay, the next is that you have a few acres of property, and I really need to go to the bathroom, and I just decide, you know what, human feces is excellent manure. I'm just going to go and defecate on your property. I think I haven't really hurt you personally because I don't believe in owning that much land. I don't think a single person should exclude others from that much land. And therefore, I don't think I'm hurting you as a person. And I can go defecate in what you consider to be your property along with your bank or whoever enforces it. But I don't agree with that particular
I think there's very little restitution that would be owed if you were somehow caught for doing that. I think it would be, first of all, difficult to catch you for doing that. But if you were, so let's say there were surveillance cameras, game cameras that were able to identify you as the mystery pooper, or for instance, I was walking through the woods on the property as the property owner and I stepped in the poop and I was inconvenienced by having to wash my shoe off. I mean, you're talking about a very minimal, not even worth really finding the culprit kind of level of aggression.
I can tell you mammals, choose to poop on my property on a regular basis. Yeah. I have 11 acres. I don't know if you think that that's too much for a person to possess, but I rarely do anything about their pooping.
Yeah, and if somebody were to do something about it, the amount of money and time it would take to investigate the crime would not be worth whatever you would get in restitution. What do you think, Brett?
I think if you got caught, it would be weird.
It's just one of the casualties, basically, of owning that much land, right? Like, you can't be watching it all the time, and you have to, I think, accept that occasionally a man might walk on there and poop.
But that said, there's a little bit of aggression there,
now,
right?
Yeah, it's a violation of property rights, but how actionable is that for the person seeking restitution?
Not so much.
I would say that if think about it this way. It's a much smaller lawn. It's a lawn that's, about the size of a waterbed out in front of a tiny little house on a relatively busy street, and somebody comes and decides to do that. Yeah, a city lawn decides to do that instead, and then you're like, this is very strange.
Right. Well, there was a story about the California mayor who actually picked up some poop and then walked over to somebody's house he didn't like and threw it in their front walkway.
Yes, he did do that. He didn't actually do it himself there, but it was probably some dog poop he had required from someplace.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's possible. And I think that if somebody did that over and over again, the best thing to do is sort of go out and videotape them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, maybe find out their name and put it on YouTube with their name and them doing it and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So you're talking about, like, if somebody just had, like, a little patch of land, like, in an urban area.
And they could catch people. And then the guy was doing it over and over again.
Okay. Well, that goes from, from the 100 acres and somebody just says, goes from kind of the inconsequential to the hilarious.
At no point do I see sort of aggression in a terrible sense.
We never did the update on that story about the California mayor. He did resign, apparently, after being embarrassed for being caught throwing poop on somebody's front walkway.
Well, yeah, a mayor should never throw poop.
Greg, item number 3.
I'm going through, you own acres and acres of land. I'm driving through. It's late at night. I'm sleepy. I don't want to, hit cars on the road, so I need to sleep somewhere. So I go into your huge property, and I actually camp out there. And, in fact, I squat on your property for maybe 2 days. And you know what? I play loud music there. I don't physically hurt you. I just entertain myself. And you possibly can't even hear me unless you specifically go into your large property and hear me playing that music. So it is your property. I'm not physically hurting you, but I am living on your land now.
Okay. This is easy. Here in New Hampshire, we have something called current use. So you can go hiking on people's land without a problem. You're not supposed to disturb it. So it wouldn't be appropriate to go picking their blackberries or anything like that. But you can hike through their land because if they get the tax break from having a large piece of land. However, that doesn't mean you can set up camp and live there for a period of time. If you decide to set up camp on somebody's property without their permission, and it's sort of obvious it's somebody's property, is it, you know, like instead of sort of logging property or, you know, a mining company, you know, people that wouldn't be there at night and wouldn't really care, you're liable to be asked to leave. And that's what the first step in this would be. Then you are a trespasser, and you know, whatever force necessary to get you to leave is appropriate. So you know, I don't know. In today's world, you would call a police officer. In the magic world of Libertopia, you would call your you know, security company, and they would escort the person off the property. And if they didn't want to escort, the level of violence, aggression would escalate to the point that somebody got a bullet in the head.
Ah, so in example number three, you're saying that the security company that you called wasn't the one that initiated force, even though they are the ones that are physically harming me or threatening me. But the fact that I don't believe in your property rights to that much land,
right.
I'm harming you first, and so they're legitimately using force? I don't understand that part.
Yeah, this is a dispute about property rights, and we have talked about this many times here on Free Talk Live. The fact is, we live in a world, you and I, Greg, live in a world where people don't agree what property is. They don't even agree. So the town you live in, the county you live in, believes that your property belongs to them and that you have to rent it from them on an annual basis by giving them money. And if you don't, they will kick you off of it. You aren't a property owner. You are a property renter.
Well, it's certainly true. And Greg, hang on, because I know you had one more example. We'll get to that here in a moment. It's certainly true that the discussion we're having is predicated on the participants agreeing with the idea of property rights. If we can't agree with that in the first place, then we can't agree to live nearby one another.
Owners, listen up! Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a C!
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success! Incorporate your business!
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want by dialing toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued, trying to get the extra edge when it counts, you need to look into modafinil from modup.net. That might help you, get things done, be more productive, get you out of the rut, give you the focus that you're looking for. Studies show 1 in 5 students use modafinil as a cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. Check out modup.net and look into it for yourself. They've got fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality modafinil at an amazing price. Modup.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community, so when you order from modup.net, that's modup.net, with Bitcoin, you'll get a 33% discount. And to make the deal even better, just use code FTL and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So do your research and go to modup.net for great service at a great price. And again, don't forget code FTL at modup.net. As we continue here with Greg in New York, he's giving us some scenarios which are getting progressively more offensive, more dangerous, and aggressive, involving the parties with a piece of forest land. One person owns a large swath of forest, and your current example that you're giving us, Greg, is if you show up there apparently not believing in, I guess the same property rights as the owner of the multi-acre property, you then just set up camp because you need somewhere to camp, and this was convenient, so you decided to set up there. And that's kind of where we're at in the discussion. What I was saying before we went to the break there is essentially that if you can't agree on property rights up front, then none of this holds. Like, this whole discussion that we're having is pointless, because in order to understand who the aggressor is in these scenes, we have to have the same perspective on property, and that is that, you know, you should be able to own things, and that property is a good idea, and that people hopefully will believe in property, because it is just a belief. You know, if enough people didn't believe in property, then property wouldn't exist. So it's property is an important idea, one that has gotten us to the point where we are today, and of course one could argue that's a good thing or a bad thing, but when you allow people to have things, they're better stewards of those things, rather than if nobody owns anything, then nobody really cares about the things that they don't own, etc. But if you don't agree with property rights, or if your property idea of property isn't the same as ours, then we're going to not really get along very well in if we're trying to live in the same place.
Yeah, and just one more thing before I say the final example. Property as an idea is definitely a very valuable and good idea. The question is how it's executed. And I think you're right. If we all agree, as you say, on something, what do you mean by we all? Property is a complex thing. It requires thousands of little edge cases and laws, one of which, for example, is called adverse possession. That's if you don't live on a piece of land, let's say for 10 years or 30 years, depending on, you know, which jurisdiction you're in, and somebody squats on it, well, then that person actually can start owning that land because you've essentially abandoned it. And that's just one out of, like, thousands of possible scenarios. So property...
Right, it's different in different places. It's different in different places, too. Different, you know, different jurisdictions, different governments have different rules on, you know, how long it takes for squatters to be able to, you know, come in and take land. And I get that point. I think that
I think there's a good argument for homesteading unused property.
Yeah, and how, you know, how much land can one have? But I would give you a counter example, though, Greg, and here's a, and it's really good. There's an organization called the Audubon Society and several other organizations that buy unused land, the Nature Conservancy is another one, that buy or gifted unused land, and the intention is to let them go natural. Now, those organizations they are doing what they intend to do with the property, which is to make it go natural. They're growing trees and animals on the property.
Yeah. What do you do
so
there?
They're doing precisely what they intend to do with the property, which is to say nothing. And do they own the property in 10 years? They're a good liberal organization.
That is an excellent question, and I don't know. And my point is that who decides this? The jurisdiction. And I think if you take your answer to its logical conclusion, you're right back to the use of force in a monopoly in a jurisdiction, because you say we all have to agree on how to resolve this. And how do we all agree? Well, it has to be posted somewhere, and we all, when you enter that jurisdiction, presumably maybe you have to sign a contract. But either way, it has to be enforced. So you're right back
What you're claiming is that binding arbitration isn't possible, and we know that it is.
Well, even if it is,
what do you mean?
What if two different courts have two different opinions?
Well, I mean, how are we going to get through two different courts? If you have a dispute, then, you know, there would have to be some way to bring it to court. Now, I don't know the answer to that, and the marketplace would have to decide exactly how to do that. But, you know, I mean, there's a plaintiff, there's a defendant. They decide amongst themselves or through seconds or lawyers or whatever terminology we wish to use for this, you know, who the arbitrator is going to be. They agree ahead of time that this is going to be arbitrated and is going to be binding. And, you know, if not, there's, you know, there kind of has to be a claim and a counterclaim. This man was on my land. This man removed me from perfectly fine land that I was on, right? They're kind of, you know, in a dispute,
right.
It has to kind of be that way. I don't have all the answers in that circumstance, but I can tell you the judicial system we have today is broken and owned by plutocrats.
Greg, example number four.
Fair enough. So, number four. So the fourth one, I think, will be interesting because in this case, the property is much more controversial, maybe, in some circles. So I actually think this would inflict the most harm of the four. So let's say I took all my savings and I invested it into making a computer program. I spent 2 years doing it. I hired people. We built this computer program, and we have the code, right? And we basically distribute this program online. And we charge for it. We charge $20. We try to recoup our investment, and hopefully everybody involved will make money. Well, it happens that somebody gets the program and there's no copyright protection. I mean, there's no there's no software protection that prevents them from stealing it, or they crack it, okay? And then they simply distribute it to everyone and we can no longer sell the program. So they haven't harmed me physically, and you may not believe in owning, in restricting people from copying anything, but they've harmed me in the sense that indirectly now, all that money is lost, and all the people that worked for me will now lose their jobs. So in some sense, and this is why I'm saying it's controversial that this is the most harm, but, you know, should there be some sort of property in abstract creations and things like that?
No, I say no. I don't believe in intellectual property. I don't think that anything you can copy infinitely is the same as real property, which obviously you can only have one thing, and then if someone deprives you of it, then it's gone, etc. You didn't own those customers. They may not have actually bought the software from you. Ultimately, even if the other distributor, whoever it was that took the software, didn't exist, there's no guarantee that all those other people would have bought the software from you anyway. So you can't really even prove that, you know, that would have been your business in the first place.
Also, this happens to every software company in existence, and somehow they manage to survive doing it. You have this rather cataclysmic conclusion to one person stealing, you know, stealing or borrowing or sharing your software. But I mean, this happens to every software company, and they all come up with ways to deal with it. Some of them put ads right in their software. You want it for free? No problem. You're going to look at ads during it, or they have there's a lot of people that just give software for free. They work on that Ubuntu, and they have created an incredible product for free. And so I don't know what the world's going to look like in the future as far as intellectual property goes, and there's certainly some dispute in liberty organizations over it. I believe in intellectual property, and I believe a person should be able to keep a secret, and I believe that people should have to abide by contracts. So if you have a contract with a customer, you know, terms of service or whatever, and they violate the terms of service by giving that away when they purchased it for $20 or whatever, then that's fine. If, on the other hand, you know, you're just, it's not my job to pay the state to hunt people down on your behalf.
It's kind of an artificial form of protection that you're asking for, which is...
One quick clarification. Go ahead. One quick last thing, and that is, look, there's a real example. Let's say this Popcorn Time, which right now is as easy to use as iTunes, and there are quirks of Popcorn Time. Popcorn Time lets me download any movie, including movies that took millions of dollars to make. So those people that made the movies, if Popcorn Time in 2 or 3 years gets more famous and used by more people...
Stand by. We're going to have to continue the conversation in Hour 3 next.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent
Fiends archives.
Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.